have mercy on me.
Oh, God.
In your goodness. I was going to say, oh, God. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Thank you.
Tight.
Welcome, everybody. I have Mike Kaplan here.
Yes.
I have Micah Fox here.
Yes.
The power couple. Go to iTunes to download this show. This you subscribe for free. You go to iTunes, you type in Keith and the Girl, and you get it totally for free. Or go to katg.com. You'll see how to subscribe for free, how to get these shows, all that kind of thing. And let me say right off the bat, another week, still in it. Last comic standing. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not allowed to...
You can't even say that you're on the show.
Wait, Michael, you're on TV?
No, no, no. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to promote some dates. I'm going to be appearing...
On Last Comic Standing on Monday.
No. I'm going to be appearing next Wednesday at Cameo in Brooklyn on the show Big Terrific.
Wait, is that a comedy club?
It's a restaurant, bar Excellent. Situation. And then in August 10th to 14th, I'll be in Minneapolis at Acme. And then I'll be in Georgia on the 20th and 21st with Patton Oswalt. Mm. And then I'll be in Raleigh the last weekend in August. And then I'll be a lot of other places. So,
well, Keith, you and I will be on...
I'll be watching TV, yeah, NBC,
on Monday
night.
On chat.
Well, congratulations to you guys.
Yeah. So if anyone... Random date, no big deal, but keithandthegirl.com/chat Monday night at 9 p.m.
Have a good time.
NBC. We're not telling Mike... Mike Kaplan's not invited to this party, which is why he feels really offended and doesn't want to talk about it. But we'll be watching TV all together, yeah, minus Mike Kaplan.
I got my own thing to do.
You guys are jerks.
Look. My boyfriend's going to be on TV, assholes.
What the hell? I tell everyone I know.
Well,
ass.
We should actually, before we go any further, Micah and I have sort of an announcement.
Sure.
As far as everyone knows, like, we've been, you know, obviously dating for the past two years.
Michael, don't do this now.
No? Okay.
Well, now you have to.
We just wanted to announce to everybody... that we're still together.
We're still together!
Oh, my God!
We know a lot of people might have suspected otherwise, but...
I'm sorry we kept leading you guys astray with acting like we're really cold and aloof.
Hey, let me tell you something.
That congratulations. I don't want to just, you know...
Gloss over?
Gloss over.
I'm happy as well. I just realized today I'm not the devil. And I thought I was. Let me explain.
You too!
Yeah. Because I realized, I thought I was the devil, because I was reading the tag in my underwear incorrectly. It says satin.
Well, that's a fabric.
See, right. See, what I...
that
what
makes
I was,
sense.
I was thinking, I don't know where I got satin underwear, but obviously they must make them somewhere. I just forgot I bought them, I guess. But I would look at it, and I thought it said Satan, which would, of course, mean that I am the devil.
Because you write your own name in your stuff.
Right.
See, here's the thing. We were talking about how can you date someone who you don't believe in what their pursuit is. If they're right. pursuing comedy and they're telling a joke like that on stage, they get off stage and say, how'd you do? Are you going to lie? This is ridiculous.
Is that why you broke up with Keith? Because,
actually, that's why
it's why they broke up with each
so
other.
You both wrote that joke?
You know what? Satin is my new antique.
All right, I feel better about that.
Yeah, you like this better?
No.
You know about my aunt?
What, that means that you're going to put it down and never touch it again?
Antique? No. Is it some sort of word joke?
It's, well, she's my aunt. Oh, I see why you're saying it. No, that was her God-given name. Well, I have two aunts, Antique and Ancestor.
Teak spelled T-Y-Q.
How high are you?
On a scale of one to stoned?
Right.
I would say one I'm stone. Scott Baio, age 41.
Keith used to repeat Jeffrey Ross's antique joke. That is an antique. He's been doing it for 15 years, and so that's his go-to. If you say anything like aunt around him, if you let Keith know that your grandma died over the weekend, he will tell you this joke.
Is that the whole joke? Did you do the whole thing?
I haven't heard a joke yet.
Okay. Right. That's what I said when I hear this, by the way. She died. She's 102 years old. And my friend asked me, how'd she die? Like, how'd she die? I don't know. She died rollerblading and jumping over sharks. How'd she die? She's 102. How'd she die? How'd she die? Oh, I don't know. She's playing with razor blades that were filled with AIDS. How'd she die? How'd she die?
I feel like I did this to myself this time. I'm going to take credit for this one.
And my other favorite is, who let the dogs out?
Oh, yeah.
Well, nobody's asking, who let the dogs in?
Who's that?
Whoa.
Somebody that stood in line at last comic standing.
Ask me again why we broke up.
I saw this on Mike Kaplan's.
Small penis.
No.
Just a guess. All right.
Kemet does not have a small penis.
I saw this on Mike Kaplan's Twitter. Last night, I judged an amazing air guitar contest. Then he goes on with his wordplays. You know how he does. But how do you be the judge for an air guitar contest?
Well, apparently, we know
you
a guy.
You have to be free.
Yeah.
You have to be available.
Number one, no plans Thursday night. Yeah.
Number two, you have to be cool enough to judge an air guitar contest.
Well, here's the best part of it. And then we'll get to the less good stuff.
Okay. Maybe,
should I end with the good stuff? No. Micah came. I got invited to do it. We know this guy, Alex Cole, who's a comedian from San Francisco. He's very funny. And he's been the air guitar champion in San Francisco for a couple years. And so he was like, hey, they have this competition, and they have like guest comedians like judge it sometimes.
Okay.
And he's like, do you want to do it? Because you're a comedian.
Are they upset? Now, they take this very serious.
That's the good news?
No. I decided to put the good news off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the air guitar contest, it's serious business.
It is, but they had this champion, Hotlix Houlihan.
Okay.
He was the champion 2 years ago, the world champion. And so he's like helping organize the event. So he's with us, judges who haven't done it before.
Right.
And he's basically like, somebody would perform, and then he'd be like, that's pretty good. And so then we would know how to judge. Like, we had some discretion, but eventually we judged so badly that they removed us and he just took over.
Oh, I was going to say, because I wonder if that you practice air guitaring, and then you got a comedian judging you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for certain, I was like, I don't belong here, but but who cares? I'm here because this isn't important.
Wait a second. So when this guy was telling you, oh, that was pretty good, oh, that wasn't good, were you not agreeing with his air guitar judging? Were you like, no, I saw what I saw?
No, he wasn't correcting me. I'm saying, like, sometimes I would watch and I'd be like, I don't know if that was good. And
really?
Then, yeah.
No, come on, you could tell. I was there.
No.
And there were some people and you were like, what the fuck are you doing? This is air guitar, man. You got to take this shit seriously. And there were other people who really had a gift.
Sounds like they picked the wrong person to judge.
Listen, there were some people in the middle that, like, there were definitely people who were amazing and there were definitely people who were not. And then, but in the middle one, sometimes I'd be wrong. Like, it's like sometimes if you see a person,
but
you're like,
who cares? They're in the middle. The people who are great are the people who need to win and move on to represent the USA.
Oh my God.
USA.
You know, basically.
USA. USA.
Guys, I'm still telling this story.
Oh, I just hear USA. I can't help myself.
I feel like this is going to be a new reality show.
The air guitars?
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that take it fucking serious, and it's awesome.
Yeah, like Micah Fox.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she's...
Listen, I understand where you're coming from. I felt the same way before I went there. I only went for the free wine.
But then we stayed for the free awesome. Like, it was...
Seriously?
It was really awesome.
Yeah.
Like, there was... Here's the thing. There was, like, this is the way we were. 20 people in the first round. Like, 20 people from cities, you know, all over the country.
Oh, my God.
All over
seriously?
The country.
Yeah. Like, I think there were 15 different cities represented, and then, like, three dark horses and, like, one special whatever. And then, out of those 15, the top five scorers were meant to go on to the second round, where they were... Here's what happened.
People have fans. There were people dressed up like these guys. There were people with posters. There were people who sat in the audience just to wait to pop confetti, and lots of them.
Oh, yeah.
Bags of confetti. The balloons came down at the beginning of the show, not the end.
That was cool.
Because they're here to rock!
Balloons early.
Here's how I would judge it. I'd be like, you know what? That was really, really great, but I felt like you were sharp on that one. You know, it wasn't a C note. It was a B note, and I feel like your pinky just missed it, but otherwise you were really, really great.
I saw your second string break, but I liked the way you didn't give up.
Yeah.
You kept going.
Yeah.
I would, you know what would be funny? Halfway through a song, he goes, oh, sorry, and he air restrings his guitar.
Yeah, you know what would be great is if he threw his guitar up in the air and, like, his face caught it by mistake, and he's like, oh, shit, but he keeps going. Well,
that's what they did, man!
One guy threw it in the air and caught it in his mouth, then shat it out, and then kept playing. So...
There was a guy who came out and ripped an air bong and then blew out real smoke.
That's true also.
It's a real skill, goddammit.
You know, guys, I thought we were friends. How come I was not invited to this?
Micah had a plus three. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I found out about a half an hour beforehand.
I told her earlier.
But I forgot.
Yeah. Because Micah smoked air, actual non-air smoke.
When you're judging.
Yes.
Did they edit it so that you ended up giving somebody else...
No, that didn't happen.
Okay.
That there's no way, because it was
your
actual...
critique was to the right person.
Yeah, I started to say something and they were like, no, no, you got to cover your mouth. And then I was like, no, but I'm already trying to say this. And then they waited till somebody else went, and then I spit out the actual words that I, yeah. Oh, so here's what, this is the best part. One of the best parts.
Okay.
A couple of people were amazing. They were great. A kid and another guy with cheetah pants. And he won. Cheetah Pants. Romeo Cheetah Pants, I think was his name.
They all have names like this.
Oh, they all have names like Lieutenant Face Melter and Ariola. That was a girl. And
girl.
A lot of them
William
have
William Ocean.
Yeah, William.
He was a crowd favorite.
William Ocean, yeah.
So good.
Is there something I should be getting there with William Ocean?
Oh, no, that's
I think Billy Ocean is the joke that it's making fun of.
Okay.
There was a guy, there were people with signs up that said Bill Eve. Believe built.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't even get it.
How much was it at the door for people?
I honestly don't know, but we know a guy who went. We can ask him.
The guest list line for us to get in took half an hour.
Because the people are miming money.
It was that. Yeah, and people were throwing real beers at the judges, and I was like, they should have been throwing air beer, but they were not doing that.
Excuse me? You're getting beer thrown at you?
Yes, indeed.
I hope it was a paid gig.
Hey, this is rock and roll, whether or not they're actually playing it.
It paid in real beer.
In your face?
Getting thrown at us, yeah. Also,
just keep your mouth open.
Being carried over to us.
Is it a compliment, like they're throwing beer on you?
Oh, no,
like
no,
they
no,
didn't
they,
like
they didn't
judging.
Like what we were saying.
Oh, my God.
This thing's awesome.
Like, there were some people sometimes the person would be awesome, but... and then we'd be like, yes, they were awesome. And they'd be like, yay, we agree. But then sometimes that would not happen. Sometimes they would be like, this guy's awesome. And we would be like, no.
But you know what's funny? How you have to stick to your guns. You're like, okay, I know this means beer's going to get thrown on me. I'm really not in the mood for that. But I do have to let them know it wasn't good. And I disagree with the crowd.
Eventually, at some points, like if the audience booed, the audience would boo people sometimes.
Right.
And then I would be like, yeah, I'll agree with the audience. Right. I boo the idea of beer getting thrown on me. So after the first round, 20 people performed, and then they come out to announce the 5 finalists. And they're like, an unprecedented, oh my God, there's a 3-way tie for 5th place. And they're like, it's amazing. The youngest guy, the oldest guy, and some other guy.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, so these 3 people, they're in 5th place. Then they're like, and there's also been a 2-way tie for 4th place. And then Micah and I, we were like, I was like, that means those should have been just 4 and 5. Then you have 5, and you don't forget about it.
Oh,
and
then, yeah, that's right.
And then Micah said, do you want me to say what you said?
Yeah, go ahead.
Micah's like, oh, something dumb happened at the air guitar competition.
You killed it, baby.
It's so... It was awesome. Worth it just for that night.
This reminds when we had the July 4th picnic, and somebody's talking about Mike being a vegetarian, and I was vegan, and I said, "Oh,
they're both squares and rectangles."
Mike has this great joke, like, "Oh, do you not eat because you want to protect the environment?" And I said, "Protect the environment." He eats the fucking environment, and then I look over at the two of them, and they're looking at each other like, he just destroyed your joke. You don't say it that way. and so I said, and I saw this look, and I said, no, I made it even better. And he said, yeah, you added the word fucking. That's good.
I remember that now.
I don't remember feeling horrified.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think that happened.
All right. Okay.
I was sure I just saw this look. Like,
wait, Michael, you missed the best right part of the story.
Fucking?
No, the air guitar story.
Oh, go on.
Mike got kicked off of the show for being a judge.
Oh, yeah, that's
how
true.
How are you not going to bring that up?
Oh, yeah. So after the first round, which was the longer part of it, so it was most of the show, me and this other judge, who also like a former Daily Show writer who is on Rachel Maddow now,
okay.
Kent Jones, he and I, we were both new to this. The other judge was Jason Jones from The Daily Show. So it was just Joneses and me.
Who really cared? You could tell. You could tell it in every fiber of his hair.
That he's really into it?
His wife was in labor at the time, and he was there at that show.
He had a beeper. And... But you know, he was really great. He was like he was the Simon Cowell of the three of us.
Or he was supposed to be, but he was giving better scores than like Mike and this other guy, because they were like, I'm still watching air guitar, like 0.0, boom.
Everybody gets a 0. Learn an instrument. I don't every review every judging is. I don't see how that's gonna get you laid. 0.
Yeah, maybe with an air vagina.
I'd screw a few of them, not all of them.
Really?
Yeah, there are some good ones.
There are a couple good ones.
Do you watch, like, the women see guys playing guitar? It's like, oh, the things he can do with his fingers, I bet. Do you think that's an air guitar? Like, oh, the rhythm he must have.
he must jerk off a lot.
No, but you can see their junk through their sparkly tights.
Well, they're air guitaring, which means they're giving you fake orgasms. No one's doing anything. Right. Yeah.
Their whole life is fake. They mime eating. How do they even survive?
No. You give him a fake orgasm. That's the gift that you give.
So they weren't happy with you.
No. They did not appreciate our judging. So they were like, okay, but they were nice about it. They were like, so you guys, we were really happy that you were here, but we have these two former world champions that are going to step in to judge because it's sort of important that we send the right person to Finland to be in the championships for the world to represent America.
So you're really judging something high up in this. It's not like
they were going to Finland. Yeah. Finland, yeah. Keith. Whoa. Think about this. Think about the most important country on the planet.
Well, like, I need my globe, but this sounds good.
This is one of the most important things that could ever happen for this fake art. You know, right. Like this is amazing. And so I said that basically at the end. I was like, can I just say one more thing? Like, I know I was removed as a judge because obviously I'm not capable. Like, I don't trust myself to pick. Like, I don't know the best way to not play an instrument. Like, I play an instrument for real. Like, but that's not this. Like, I don't know anything about this theatrical. Like, I'm really glad that we have important people to select the champion of this activity, in quotes. And
activity that you're the thing you're not doing.
And here's the thing, and I said I mean, because the judges and even the champion judges who took over for us, they got more beer thrown at them in the second round than we got thrown at us like in the whole like double triple length first round. So I was like, you guys, like, I don't even understand the audience. They were just getting drunker and drunker. So I was like, look, I think these judges are doing a great job. I give them a 6.0, and audience, you, I give a fuck point you. And that's that's when the beer drenched me from behind.
You didn't see that one coming. That was a pitcher. That was a Gatorade of beer.
I turned around and I was like, who was that? And then there was just like a bunch of wet people behind me too. And they're like, they got us also.
God, I was terrified. I was like, don't ruin his face. He's going to spend the rest of his life saying that's an air guitar injury.
I want to go to this.
Me too.
It was at Irving Plaza. It was a big deal.
Shit. I'm sucked in. I would go every year now. Like, I have favorites. There are people I want to see move on. There's this young kid. He's like, he was the best, but he didn't win. But he probably came in second place or something.
Yeah, his name was Aristotle, I think.
Air. Yeah, yeah. And
he looked like Harry Potter.
And he'd been
Harry Potter.
He was 21, and he like had been faking it through the scene for the last 2 years because
you're
supposed
not
to be 21.
To, yeah, he's been competing illegally for the past 2 years.
And he's the best, and I'm like, go, guy, go. He's like the Dave Chappelle of air guitar.
Whoa.
So if you care about air guitar
if you care with an A-I-R.
Why, what's the name of this organization? Because I don't want to go to some third-rate air guitar contest.
I think it's just U.S. Air Guitar. I think that's...
You got to go to the air guitar open mics, dude. That's where the action's really at. When the people have the freedom to be, you know, really airness.
If they ask,
that's one of the categories, by the way. The three categories you judge on. Well, number one, like technique. If it looks like, you know, obviously what's actually happening. Number two is stage presence. You know, like the costume, the theatricality, what they bring to it. And the third quality is obviously airness, which is an ineffable. You know, it's like porn, they say. Like,
okay.
You know it when you see it. You know.
I can already tell that the both of you are, like, high on the airness scale.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely. You guys would get an immediate 10.
I didn't go to the show, so I can't tell if I'm being insulted right now. But I'm going to take that as a compliment.
What's the craziest guitar that wasn't there? Are there, like, six-neck guitars?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. People were like, yeah, over here. Yeah, like, going off to the left, the right, down.
Anybody not light their guitar on fire?
There was a guy in a plastic bubble who just rolled onto into the crowd and played air guitar within a plastic bubble.
Wow, that's cool.
I thought that was lame.
Yeah.
You know what I think is weird?
My bubble was full of air, though.
I think it's a shame when they finish their air guitar-ing and then they just walk off with their not guitar. I'd give it to somebody in the audience.
Oh, yeah. Somebody did smash theirs. They smashed it at the end.
And then they act like they got something in their eye.
I would smash it and then like spend the rest of the time gluing it together.
You do that at home. You cry and it's like, why did I do that? You're not gluing something together. I'm busy. I have to string my instrument, honey.
I would smash it and then look at it like, why isn't it being smashed? And then keep smashing.
Stop breaking. I guess these are pre-rigged. I didn't know that. I'm in. Now do I
would play with my butt. Is that wrong? Like,
That'd probably win you some points. All it's right. definitely cool. Airness.
I'll play the guitar with your ass?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just meant you would play with your butt.
That's what I took it to. I'd pick at it.
Well, I'm kind of doing both at the same time, so everyone's right. Do no
I have
beer.
To, no, I don't have to wait another year for this event.
No, I mean, this is the Nationals, so there must be, like, you
it's
know...
It's like once every 5 years, so...
Like the
you
Olympics.
Know, you've got to wait for it, but it's worth it.
Even more special than the Olympics, because that's only 4 years, so...
More special than the Special Olympics, which is probably every week...
Like real cities. Like real people do. Bands and things. You see them in the club and they start the song and they go, oh, I didn't do that right. Nah. Meanwhile, you wouldn't have noticed and they start over. Does an air guitarist ever go, oh, fuck, you know what? This could be hurting me, but it's best if I just start over. Play the song again.
No, they were all very prepared from okay. the get-go.
All right, good. Do they ever cringe like, oh, I hit the wrong note, fuck.
I mean, people did slip on things occasionally, like a bra that was thrown on the stage. By
some
his friend.
Dude threw a bra on the stage.
It was like planned.
It's not very airness, I have to say. Not very airness at all.
I can be quite airness about it.
I had a friend whose friend went to a Melissa Etheridge concert, and Melissa Etheridge was like her number one person, blah, blah, blah. She's totally straight, but she got so caught up in the middle. She said she took off her bra and flung it on stage, but it went nowhere. It just kind of went, womp, womp.
Keith, did Hemda tell you she was totally straight? Is this your guys' story?
Melissa Etheridge is definitely not totally straight, though.
No, the girl in the audience I was talking about.
You know what? On America's Got Talent, air guitarists. There's a group of couple air guitarists.
One of the people at the show was... What had been on America's Got Talent.
Major TV credits. Major TV credits this competition.
And they were not one of the good ones.
No, they suck. They suck. I was watching it just because I thought it was actually... I turned on the TV. I thought it was Monday. And I thought I was about to watch
Last
Comic Standing. And then I realized, oh, what the fuck is this? And I thought it was the end. Like, oh, this is the last thing we're going to see. And then my show is going to come on. And I thought it was a joke. Like, maybe we're still at tryouts or something. These people are in
the
top.
These are the people you laugh at. Like, like Last Comic Standing, the guy in the bear outfit.
Yeah. These people were in the top 10 or 20 or something like that. They were in some kind of finalists. And they didn't do anything. They didn't do any flippy things or any, you know, they really were just air guitaring it. There was nothing to wow anybody except for the pyrotechnics, which I assume you can just get. And then the extra dancers.
There's real pyrotechnics?
That's not even genuine, where's the air pyrotechnics? Yeah.
And then
there
act
was
like
a guy
kite.
Who was so air guitar, it was just him and his air guitar, and everyone was rocked.
Anybody go acoustic?
No.
Because it's kind of hard to hear in one of those clubs.
Be like the reverse Bob Dylan.
Charlie's writing in. He wants to know if anybody got a record deal the other night.
Air record deal?
You want to know, they said last year that like one guy got like bought by a British air band. Another guy lost his foot.
Toe.
His toe.
Somebody lost a toe.
Still.
From what?
In air guitar accident.
So just playing air guitar.
Like he, really? Like he kicked the speaker or something?
Something. Yeah, the speaker's real.
It's dangerous.
I know, it's like the second season of Mad Men.
You go into the... oh, my God, you do.
Spoiler.
You go into into the hospital. It's like what for an air guitar injury. Like, what do you do? Really nothing, but I'm here. I'm in.
Yeah, the doctor's like, let me get my air scalpel.
Oh, good. you don't have real defibrillators? What are they called?
Defibrillators,
well, let me see your health insurance. Are you part of the guild?
Hey, let me mention this. Mel Gibson and his ex-lady, Oksana.
I love him now.
This is so exciting, right? They have text messages now from him to her.
Come on. Who's the management on this guy? This is amazing.
So it's mostly him. And, you know, through this, you tell me, but I think he's admitting, I smacked you in the baby. You tell me what you think. He's doing most of the talking. Mel Gibson saying, or typing, Oksana, I wasn't safe for you last night. I spent 2 hours with a therapist today and have regained some perspective. What I'm telling you, know if I am safe and would like to come by and make amends to you, Sasha and Lucia. I believe Sasha is the boy that he says, her son that turned into a pussy. And Lucia, I don't know if that's the maid or maybe the daughter. I won't stay. Just let you say your piece and I'll say mine. Let me know if it's all right.
That doesn't seem like a text kind of message. I feel like that's more like an e-card, you know?
Right, right. So anyways, these are the different messages. I don't know the time between them. Or if it's not. Let me know either way.
It keeps coming in every time you pause?
Yes. Yes or no. It's important that I apologize to Sasha before he goes. Please respond one way or another. And finally, she texts back, I have 2 broken front teeth and a concussion. I cannot let her see you today. I'm hurting. Letter you can apologize to Sasha some other time. And that's all she says. Then he says, did you get them fixed yet? Then when can I see you? I need to see you this evening, and then I promise I'll leave you alone for as long as you want, if only for 10 minutes.
That's ominous.
Yeah.
I will see you and then leave you alone forever.
And then if only for 10 minutes, and then finally, please.
So he's single.
He may be available now.
Ladies.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
But how did she ever take him back? This isn't recent, right?
Maybe. I we don't know when this is from, but, you know, maybe she didn't necessarily take him back. Maybe she just said no, and he ended up going crazy and leaving phone messages again. That's what I'm guessing.
Well, I respect his passion. You know?
Of the Christ?
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Now it all makes sense. He's like, let me be punished for what I'm about to do.
Out of control. My buddy Brett Michaels, he was on his tour bus. I don't know what fair he was going to, but anyway. 2 tour buses, they ended up finding drugs inside. Cops pulled him over for a routine traffic stop, looked in these buses. The one that he was on had weed, and the other one had weed and some other kind of illicit substances, and they're not saying what it is.
Well, that's insane. Have you seen a tour bus? There's a lot of places to hide shit. They must have turned that place upside down.
Or they had a dog, maybe. Maybe they had some kind of dog go through the bus.
Either way, it's good news for my cousin, because he is helping write Brett Michaels' new story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, I think I've told you guys he wrote Jody Sweetin's book and Kendra Wilkinson's book. And now he's working on Brett Michaels' story. And so now the more that happens, the more I think he gets to work on the book.
This was staged.
Yeah, my cousin planted all those weed.
I feel like you would see this coming, and I would just throw my weed out the window and just...
Or flush it down the tour toilet.
No, you can't flush anything down the tour toilet.
What happened?
You're not allowed. If you shit, you're supposed to line it with a... This is gross.
What?
You're supposed to line it with a bag, and then a lot of people like shit in a bag in the toilet and then throw it out the window.
What?
Then why even have a toilet? Why not just shit in a bag?
You can pee in there, but then like girls, if they wipe, they have to throw it in the garbage instead of the toilet because the toilet can't handle it. So that's like
what? What about a Greyhound? There's a toilet on that.
I don't know. That's the rule that I was told.
Is it a rule that
you're not allowed?
I don't get it.
Somebody just wants you to crap in a bag.
What
rule?
Were you on the bang bus?
No.
What kind of shitty bus
really
was this?
A very shitty bus.
Here's what you need to do, okay? You need to shit into a bag. You can use the toilet for
so
that.
But there's cameras on you.
Right, so that's more comfortable. And then hand me that bag of shit.
Right.
I'll take care of it. Don't you worry. I'm not sniffing in the back. I'm taking care of it.
How do you do a zip code for Japan?
Technology has improved a lot.
Well, I went on tour 10 years ago on that bus, so maybe now, I don't know.
Anyone out there now on a tour bus, can you shit on it and leave it in the place where you put it?
Listen, I don't care if I can or not. I'm going to shit on that bus.
I so would not be the one, though. No way.
You never shat in a bag, did you?
No.
All right.
No. No, we'll get there to some fucking city. Nothing's that far away. I'll wait. No, but a lot of times, like, as soon as everybody gets off the bus, like, you could see everybody just looking for the bathroom. It's gross.
Yeah, thank God you get to crap in, like, a gas station bathroom. Somewhere respectable.
No arrests were made somehow. Citations were issued. So they found these drugs and, I guess, said, all right, you got to go to court sometime, but...
You think maybe because it's like, okay, who does this belong to? There's a lot of people on the bus?
I don't know, but you know you're probably going to score an easy bust. Like,
that's
all right, there's
true.
A tour bus.
That's
pull
right.
over to the side. Like, I just had a brain hemorrhage. All of us.
Yeah, it's medical. Isn't that legal?
It's right. And the Coke, that's medical. That's from a heart.
Wait, so it was Coke? What do you know, Keith?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying what Mike's friend planted.
His cousin.
Not friend.
We're friendly.
No arrests made. Citations were issued. Prosecutors will decide whether to press charges. They might not even press charges.
Bizarre.
It seems like now that it's out in the press, they kind of have to, right?
You would think, yeah.
Like, I feel like we're missing some information.
that he ended up performing a show for the boys, and they let him go. Little Every Rose,
a show called Coke Rock of Love.
I bet you the controversy comes from, like, there were, you know, four guys in the cop cars, and then, like, three of them were like, yeah, we'll party with you, Brett Michaels. This is freaking rad. And then one guy was like, I'm trying to earn my stripes. I'm going to turn you in. And the three guys were like, no, you're not. I'm going to beat you up. And they did, but he still did it. And now they have to investigate.
I think you watch Law & Order a little too much.
I've never seen it. Am I there? I have a career ahead of me.
An Alabama woman decorated her home by placing open containers of gasoline all around because she liked the smell.
Wait, then what happened?
They found her on the night of.
Yeah, cops said, well, you can't do that. Obviously, it's flammable, and she has three children. They arrested her. So now, obviously, there's...
Wait, nothing burnt up?
Nothing burnt up. But there's got to be some middle part, you know. Yeah. You see the gas can. All right, ma'am, you can't have all these gas cans around. That's ridiculous. I bet you there may have been a little
altercation.
Altercation.
Yeah, I don't think when you start with crazy, you end with something normal. Yeah. It's not surprising that.
Oh, I can't keep these gas cans here. No problem, officer.
I just like the smell. That's all.
Just get some gas incense.
Do you think that's the truth? Do you think that's why she had them?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm trying to make anything make sense. My sister loved the smell of gas.
A lot of people do when they go into a gas station.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, like, leave just open gas cans around me. Well, where does that transition happen?
What do you think it's for? For when the government comes in and she lights it on fire and runs out?
Who knows?
Fuck you,
set up in the shape of a pentagram to summon a demon.
Puppy farm?
Mike is right. Who knows? It is like I'm going, like, that just doesn't make sense. Obviously, it's because they love the smell. Darth Vader ended up robbing a bank. Did you hear that?
So I hear, yes.
David Prowse?
Mm-hmm, him. No, a guy. Worse, crazier. A guy's in a Darth Vader costume, cape and everything, big bulky mask. You can't see your sides or anything like that. And walks into a bank, and no lightsaber, though. He has a gun, and he demands his money.
Inauthentic.
I know, and how revealing.
Mm-hmm. You're just hoping as a guy for these situations to happen where you can be a hero.
The force is not strong with him.
I would have came behind this Darth Vader and something. I would have taken a vase in the bank and crack it over his fucking head.
I'm just, your father, bitch! Scratch!
Yeah.
But why? He has a gun. Why even bother?
He's Darth Vader. He can't see the sides of him. Why even bother? You could come up by... I've been in these costumes.
He might start shooting anything, not even you.
He'd shoot forward, not back at you.
We're thinking about the YouTube possibility of the security cams here, Hemda. This is bigger than anyone getting shot.
I promise I could take that gun from him without anybody getting shot.
I would not bother.
I know you wouldn't. You're not a man. I have to do this.
Have you guys seen, you know, the group Improv Everywhere?
Yeah.
Yes, we had them on.
You see their latest recreation?
They have Princess
Star Wars.
Leia, right?
Yeah, Star Wars on the train.
Princess Leia is on the subway. And then just goes a couple stops. And then stormtroopers get on a couple stops later. And then another stop, Darth Vader comes on. And the stormtroopers hand Princess Leia over to Darth Vader. Meanwhile, everybody's going to work or coming from work. And
it's
pretty funny.
On the train, on a train. Video online.
It's funny you brought that up. I have my own Improv Everywhere idea. You guys ready for this? Okay.
Yeah.
You go into a Kenny Rogers Roasters with a guy who's dressed up as Kenny Rogers, and then you roast him celebrity style.
Okay.
Like a Comedy Central roast.
I see what you're doing. Maybe it's not so easy to come up with this.
All right.
That's
if you saw it, you would think, who comes up with this?
Listen,
and it'd be me.
That's not for Improv Everywhere. That's for Improve Verywhere, which is spelled the same way.
They can't kick you off of Last Comic Standing for saying that just now, right?
I hope they're not listening.
A man in Darth Vader costume robbed a Chase Bank in Long Island. The Star Wars villain stood up the bank by wielding a pistol. People thought it was a joke at first. They thought it was Improv Everywhere. I would. After a shoving match with a customer who at the first defied Vader's dark forces, the costume criminal demanded money from the drawer and the teller. A shoving match.
He's shoving with a gun in his hand?
There's some kind of shoving match going on. If you can't shove Darth Vader over...
Wow.
You know, I mean, those costumes are ridiculous. You couldn't beat the... And then where does a shoving match end? Like, Oh, you shoved me a little too hard. Okay, go ahead. Carry on.
Or maybe like, hey, remember this? I have a gun.
I don't know.
You know how you remind someone you have a gun? You shoot him. How did this guy was a puss?
The Jedi escaped on foot through the parking lot with an unknown amount of money. How did you escape? What kind of security?
Why don't you have an X-Wing? Yeah.
Why don't you know how much money is in your bank? Seriously? Like this guy leaves with an unknown amount of money.
Oh, right,
you don't
right.
keep track of the money in your bank. You have so much money, you have no idea how much is in there. You capitalist fat cats.
Well, they...
You deserved it!
They said it was an unknown amount of money so that they could take some more at the bank. Like, ah, yeah, he took some from the vault also.
We're not ready to report yet.
We're on to you, B of A, Chase, TD, whatever you are.
I was talking to Kat the other day. This was yesterday.
Who, your girlfriend?
Oh.
That is
girlfriend,
my girlfriend.
Kat?
I thought you were saying you
Ray
were talking.
Ray DeVito's ex-girlfriend, your current girlfriend?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, you did some homework, Micah.
Oh, no, I just remember reality.
Oh, really? Seriously? You put it together? Like after you left?
No, I ran into Ray later that night.
Oh.
So listen, you were talking to a cat, and then what?
So I was talking to this cat. She's working at an architect firm, and she's, everybody in the office is working. Two guys broke into her office by crawling on the floor, military style, like using your arms to crawl and you're on your stomach. And a guy like hears a little bit of noise, gets up to look, and he sees these two guys crawling on the ground, trying to sneak into the place. Nobody knows what. Steal a computer, some kind of planes to a house. I don't know what they're going for.
And it's midday.
Yeah, and
while
they go,
people are at work.
What the fuck are you guys doing? And they get up and they go, we want to use the bathroom. And so they end up holding these two guys until cops end up coming.
They have to be high or something.
Did they let them use the bathroom while they waited?
Yeah, he said, yeah, right. He said, we want to use the bathroom. What do you want to use now? No. Isn't that why you're here? I don't know. It's already too much. But yeah, that's crazy. And she said like there's expensive chairs out in the lobby. Like if they were just crackheads trying to steal something to sell, that's what you could easily steal.
I guess.
The black chair market. Really?
Well, you're a crackhead. Anything.
Yeah, but you think if you're a crackhead, you know what an expensive chair looks like. They're looking for, cash or like an electronic that they can steal.
The crawling thing, it just sounds like it's made up. Like if you saw this on a show, you would say, okay, what are we having a writing strike again? This is ridiculous.
Not believable.
That's so weird.
A true story, not believable.
That's so crazy. I remember being a kid and doing that army crawl outside during recess. And I remember I was with my buddy Sean Walker, and we were acting like we were storming the beach. And then, when you're a kid...
And then you took the good chairs and you went home.
You know how when you're a kid, you...
And you had a garage sale and everyone turned out all right.
The people a year older than you seemed so much older.
Oh, yeah.
And the people a year younger than you seemed so... They're fucking idiots. So anyway, a person one grade higher than me is like standing up and like looks down. I'm like, well, this is kind of, you're being shot, idiot. Like, and just looks down and goes, what are you doing?
Aww.
I was humiliated. Aww. And I like got up, like brushed myself off. I'm like, I don't know. I'm an idiot. Why would that be fun to be a kid?
Wow. Like, that's why you're a comedian?
I still remember that, yeah.
If you could go back knowing what you know now, would you have said, I'm having fun?
Right, yeah. So now I do it whenever I want. I crawl all over this fucking house.
And is that why Khemda broke up with him?
Yeah, it's weird. She looks down and goes, what are you doing? I'm like, you're not making me feel stupid. No one's making me feel stupid. Now actually, get down!
Actually, that was our favorite game, and I'm just giving Kat pointers. Look, just tell him it's this really, dangerous thing that happened at your job.
Oh my God, do you give Kat pointers? Is there going to be like, what do we do?
Yes.
Now?
What do we do then?
I give her a what to do with Keith daily email.
This is what he likes?
He likes a daily email.
I want buttered toast in my daily email.
So wait, actually, she still lives across the ocean, right?
Yep.
What are you doing, dude?
I don't know.
I like this girl a lot, but what are the two of you doing?
Who knows? Who knows?
Why this girl?
I know. It's nothing because you're very far apart.
Okay, hold on. I like this girl a lot.
Right.
Okay, so this is nothing to do with her. She's a smart,
right,
cute girl. But there's people here. Why the both of you? Why the girl so far away?
You can't. The heart wants what the heart wants. We would we'd be talking, and we're really digging each other.
You just wanted to find out whose dick was bigger.
Me or false? Me or Ray?
Yeah.
How would I figure it out?
She knows. She's the only one with this information.
The indentation in her vagina from, right. from the
I,
last
if
penis.
If I can't feel that.
It's like, oh, mine doesn't go in all the way, I
Is
guess.
Is she magic?
Is she magic? What does that mean? Is
I
that code
you
for something?
You tell me. I want to know.
You tell Micah what she means.
Yeah, she has magical powers. She's Irish, so like leprechaun powers.
Gold pot.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that gold pot.
All right.
Well, I don't know what to say. I understand why it's crazy. Like if somebody told me, hey, you know, let's go scan for chicks. You know, like, oh, no, I'm into this chick that I never see. I understand why that's crazy. I don't know what to tell you. I like her.
Well, I don't know what to respond to nothing. So let's move on.
But you like her. You approve.
For you?
Yeah. What do you think?
No, she's way too good for you.
Yeah, right? Thank you. That's sweet. When I got here, they're like, yeah, all right. Thank you. Dear Keith and Kenda, Andrew says, summer's here and I was thinking about the beach and specifically about Keith's wave punching. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been doing it much this summer, and I think you could tell from all the destruction happening everywhere. I would go to the beach, and I punch the waves. And you don't even have to thank me. But I'm doing that for you so that the waves don't become too much when you're trying to enjoy the day out with your family. Well, he said he remembers that, and he says, I thought I'd write and tell you about a game I like to play in the sea. I walk into the sea until it's up to my shoulders, and then plant your feet firmly in the seabed. The idea of the game is not to move your feet while waves roll over your head, submerging you briefly, and giving you only a few seconds to catch your breath between waves. When I play this game, I like to imagine I'm a prisoner of war who's being tortured by the enemy. I am 39 years old. Love the show, Andrew. Isn't that nice?
They're very confused. Very, very confused.
Nope, that's really it.
I want you to read the entire thing over again.
That's really it. A legislative candidate from Wisconsin can't use profane, racially charged phrase. Can't use a profane, racially charged phrase to describe herself on the ballot, an election oversight board has said. She's an independent running for downtown Milwaukee seat in the state assembly, and she wanted to have her phrase that she can have next to her name when you vote say, not the white man's bitch.
Huh.
And they won't let her have that.
What?
Wait, who I guess won't let her have it? The white man?
Yeah. she is the white man's bitch.
That's funny. The state's Government Accountability Board voted to bar that warning, agreeing with the staff recommendation that it's pejorative and therefore not allowed. State law allows independent candidates to have 5 words describing themselves placed after their names on the ballot, as long as it's not profane, discriminatory, or includes obscene words or an obscene phrase. She's black, this woman, Aisha Griffin. She argued her case in front of 5 white retired judges on the board. She said the phrase is protected by free speech. It's a freedom of expression. It's not racial. It's not a slur. It is racial.
It's racial for sure. Not the white man. That's
what racial means. Yeah. Right. She convinced 3 of the judges that the wording should be allowed, but 2 said it should not, and she needed 4 people saying it was okay.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's pretty good convincing skills there.
She got the majority, but we need more than a majority.
Someone says, she says a lot in 5 words, one of the judges. It wasn't pornographic, it wasn't obscene, and I didn't interpret it as racial.
How? Not the white man's? Is a white man still something racial? That's
a race,
right?
You're saying
white man is
race. Of course it's a race, yeah.
Well, is it possible that she meant like more the institution that white men built? You know, like whatever.
It's still racial, though. It's the white man that built it.
But then who cares? Why is it bad if it's racial in that way?
Well, because part of the rules say that it can't be this, that, and it can't be racial. So that's part of the rules, that your 5 words can't be racial.
But always just twist it around and tell yourself, does that sound right? What if it said, I'm not the black man's bitch?
Then that would be fine. She's black.
She should have won with that, you think?
Yeah.
whether it changes the point or not.
Not the bitch of any color man. Too many words.
Something Dumb is saying 2 out of 5 judges agree that she is, in fact, the white man's bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's insult to injury.
Right.
I would say not the white man's wench. That's better than bitch, right?
Then she said, could I have it be, I am the white man's bitch? I am the white man's bitch. Too many letters.
I am.
What if she said, I am the white man? You don't have to use all the words,
I am
you?
The walrus.
This is the winning person.
Right. Goo 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 joob.
I should win. For sure.
Free cars for all.
You guys, we should offer to be your campaign managers. This is clearly a dynamite brainstorming session.
4 out of 5 dentists agree.
Right.
Hey, by the way, happy birthday, Micah.
thank you very much.
How old are you now?
Old enough to know better than to answer your crazy questions. So 23.
23?
All right, if you're going to believe that.
Yes, if we met her when she was 13.
Oh, no, I'm not that old. I should have just started from the beginning, but
what,
I didn't.
What did you do for your birthday?
I worked. I drank.
All right.
She had that. She had that get together.
Oh, right, right. Hemda came to my birthday. Why don't Hemda? Are you guys? I feel like this is very leading. You don't care about my birthday at all. You want to care about the drama that happened at my birthday party?
No, Keith just doesn't go out. This is not personal.
Yeah, why didn't you come to my birthday, Keith? I invited you.
Because Hemda won Micah in the divorce.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Mike's mine, and you're Hemda's.
That makes sense.
Even better.
What drama?
Oh, the thing that we talked about, Danny Lovell.
Oh, with Danny yesterday?
That was at Micah's party.
Right.
The thing that you clearly pre-planned to talk about. Why?
No, we already talked about that yesterday. I'm fine. No.
You talked about it on the show yesterday?
Yep.
What's the consensus?
He's a good guy.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We're all good.
Okay, good.
Tell him I said that.
You know what? You could tell him.
You can tell him your... You can tell him yourself on this podcast if he's listening.
It's best.
Just rewind slightly, Danny, and then listen to it.
Keith and Hemda, this person writes. And I think this is interesting. I know people tell me later, like they'll go and see somebody perform. Say they see Mike Kaplan perform. And then later tell me how great Mike Kaplan was.
Which is funny because you weren't there.
Right.
It's not you.
Right. And I'm like, all right, tell Mike. Like, yeah, I was too shy then, and I'm too shy now. I'm like, all right, well, I'll pass on the note. So it's when you see these guests that we had on performing, let them know. Say hi. They really like it. Hey, Keith and Hemda, I went to see Doug Stanhope last night with a buddy of mine here in Edmonton. The show was awesome. We stuck around after the show so we can meet him. When we started chatting with him, I mentioned that we heard him on Keith and the Girl. He told me that at least somebody tells him that in every single show he's done. And his girlfriend told me, quote, "These guys were awesome. They treated us so well."
That's really nice to hear.
So let these guests know when you see them.
Yeah, don't tell Keith and Hemda that. Who cares?
Right.
Why should they need to know that?
Quit bothering me, I'm saying.
I get plenty of emails about other comedians.
Right. I didn't bring them on to introduce them to you. We just wanted to have a conversation you happen to listen to.
Well, it's really nice that we get to know that, and we do want those emails, but it's funny because they won't tell the they won't email the person they saw to say, hey, you did a great job. So it really is up to us to forward all these emails to everybody. So, but most comedians wait after the show and say hello, but people are too shy to do it. That's why you should buy the Keith and the Girl shirt at keithandthegirl.com/store, and then they'll just notice the shirt and you don't have to say anything.
That's right. Just point to it and give them a thumbs up.
Exactly.
And get writing on the shirt that, you know, get like a Sharpie or like
no,
a white.
No, we talk to all our guests. We say, you'll see the shirt, and they give you a thumbs up, and everything's cool.
So now we have to remember to give them a thumbs up? That's it?
No, it's not up to you guys. The person with the shirt gives a thumbs up.
That was the performer. Oh, so now what do I do? If I'm on stage, I'm still dizzy.
I don't remember
the
speech.
Suck their dick when I see the logo? I'm not clear on all that.
I still think they should write shy on the shirt also.
John is writing in, isn't Kat in her early 20s? She isn't a human yet. I've said she's not 25 yet. And I've said that people aren't adults until they're 25.
So you're a pedophile.
They don't have anything.
You're a pedophile.
They don't have. They
you're
don't have their stuff together. So
you and Ray are perverts,
right? So
did you give Ray shit when he was dating her?
When he was dating her.
Yeah.
Oh, for her being younger. No.
No, Micah doesn't care about Ray.
Did you say he gave you shit?
Who gave me shit? Why would anyone give me?
Oh,
shit?
I don't know.
Yeah,
because they were on a bus, going to the bathroom.
Oh no! Oh no! I think I was fucking busting his balls about it, and he's like, "How could you be like that?" I was like, "Ah, because you know that's how I am." I don't remember the circumstances.
When he was dating her, you were busting his balls?
No, just the other night.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I said not until you don't have your stuff together till you're 25. Hmm. And so people are saying, is that right, Keith? And I'm saying, yep. That's right. I don't mind.
You're going to wait.
No.
You're going to train her.
I'm
like
fine
a
with
kitten.
It. Exactly. Exactly. So easy, these young ones.
You can make her just into the person that you want her to be.
Exactly.
She might walk all the way out to the street and back. That's what cats are allowed to do, right?
Oh, I thought you were talking.
Huh.
I thought, you know, when you're a kid, you're not allowed to cross the street, so you're allowed up to the curb and come back. I thought that's what she was saying.
It's a similar concept.
Okay. He's going to put an electric invisible neck around her.
I'm going to have one of those fences, yeah.
That's it.
You can only go so far. Are you my girlfriend or not? Where the fuck do you need to go anyway?
Not
to
England.
Ireland?
Yeah.
Hey, here, I think the important issue is that maybe you're not a human until you're 25, but just because you're 25, it doesn't mean you're a human. So in Keith's case, they could still be on the same level.
Right.
They could be perfectly matched.
I never grew up.
Yeah.
So we're fine. When she turns 25, that's when we're going to have problems.
Oh, man.
She outgrows.
I bet you already do.
Have problems?
No. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Nothing bad could come out of dating your best friend's girl.
You guys are best friends now?
Oh.
Me and
sorry,
Ray.
Sorry, Ray.
Only according
sorry,
to Ray.
Keith. Aren't you guys good friends?
Did
I make that up?
I think we're friends, yeah.
Oh, not best friends? Did I misuse that term?
It's all right.
I took it too far. Did I say you loved him, and now you're like, I only like you, but I didn't say I loved you, friend. And I'm so glad you're on the show, too.
I'm Micah's number one fan. It's just funny. Nobody gets the humor in this. She said like. All right, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's what we did when we were kids. That's why it's funny now.
I follow. I've seen these.
Wait, Hemda, do you like that or do you like it? Check yes or no.
I Facebook like it.
Do you think it's weird that Ray dated this girl and now I am?
No, actually, that's the most normal thing on the planet to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you usually date the people in your same social circle.
Do you
not
watch Beverly Hills?
It's just that usually your same social circle doesn't cross the Atlantic.
Right.
And they're not born of being your fans. But that's the only thing that's weird about it.
They're not what?
They're not... Like, she started as a fan.
Right.
And you both dated the same fan. And so there's... I don't know. That sounds right to me. But also, you know, come on. There's a million people. There's more than that.
There's definitely more.
There's way more than that.
You know, I know these messes that you are involved in. Please.
What messes?
You're into that same circle. I'm looking at Hemda and Micah right now. You guys shared men.
But that's how I know Hemda. It's not like
I met her after. I met her because we didn't know each other.
It's not like you know Ray because of Kat.
Yeah,
I met Victor in L.A. She met him in New York. It's a coincidence.
I'm only saying that to clear things up.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, what?
What? What's going on?
I don't know.
What's going on? This is a little bit awkward, no? That's what I think is going on.
Oh, no. Did I
is
do that?
No,
I'm fine.
Oh, all right.
Is everybody fine?
I'm
okay,
good.
All right. I'm going to have sex with her. What do you think
And
of that?
Ray's not. We get it.
Let me mention the websites, of course, MikeKaplan.com, M-Y-Q Kaplan. You'll see everywhere he's performing.
Most places.
Most places, mm-hmm. Not everywhere.
I mentioned some.
Some things are personal. Micah Fox, hers is MicahFox.blogspot.com.
Yeah, thanks.
You'll see her little witticisms.
Yes.
And that's it.
All right, thank you guys for coming on the show.
Wait, shouldn't we end it better?
No, I love it like this. No, okay, go ahead and end it better.
Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. It's the prayer again. Let's just start over. Let's do... That was an air version of the show. Let's do the real show now. Let's turn the mics on. KeithandTheGirl.com